Tuesday night, Dave Sharma, the Australia's former ambassador to Israel, spoke at the New South Wales Jewish Board Deputies annual general meeting, and he said that he wasn't sure the Palestinians are ready to make peace. And how he explained that was that he said that both leaders, being Abbas and Netanyahu, can only go as far as the people will let them. He said, I don't think there's an overlap these days between what Palestinians see as a two-state solution and what Israelis see as a two-state solution. If there's no overlap, there's no basis for a deal. But in terms of Abbas, he said, his ability to make historic compromises of the sort that would be required to make a two-state solution are limited by his ability to take his public with him. I don't think the public is there for him. It's quite an interesting statement. He talked about a lot of matters. He went on to discuss that the Israeli-Arab conflict is not the defining fault line of the Middle East, defining fault line of the region, and in fact the big story is the crumbling of the nation-state system. He noted that for most of the history of the Middle East, there was not a nation-state system, and now it seems to be crumbling and falling away.
We're talking to Josh Levi, deputy editor of the Australian Jewish News. Josh, what is the story about this guy Chester? What's the controversy about him?
Jaron Chester is a Jewish person in Sydney. He was arrested last week for allegedly laundering money for the Ibrahim family as part of the Australia's biggest international drug and tobacco syndicate. He previously claimed to be a Jewish community leader. He started a group called the Australian Jewish Community Lobby. The AJN reported in 2015 that the lobby did not represent the community. And in fact, more recently, ECAJ, Executive Council of Australian Jewry, and the New South Wales Jewish Board deputy said that he did not represent the community. He has been charged in relation to that money laundering, and other media have reported that he's a Jewish leader. So the community just wanted to, I guess, explain this week that he's not a leader, never has been, and that was a self-proclaimed title.
I wanted to ask you about the South Australian Parliament. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's quite interesting, actually. There was initially a motion in the lower house of the South Australian Parliament to recognise Palestine, or to push the Australian government to recognise Palestine. That motion then went to the upper house, where not only was it rejected, but it was flipped on its head. And with the help of the Nick Xenophon team and Liberal Party members and a couple of others, instead a motion was put forward that said that they should recognise Palestine as part of the peace deal. So the original motion stated, acknowledge that Palestinians have suffered denial of their rights, recognise that Palestinians have been victims of massive dispossession, acknowledge that Palestinians have suffered under the Israeli occupation 50 years, and call on Israel to end the occupation of the Palestinian territories. Finally, call for the Commonwealth Government to recognise the state of Palestine. After the motion was changed, it was unbelievably different. And instead, it said that calling the Commonwealth Government to recognise the state of Palestine once the two sides have successfully negotiated a two-state solution as required by international law. So instead of calling for recognition today, it's calling for in the future when a peace deal is worked out, a substantially different motion and a real win for the Jewish community in Adelaide.
We are talking to Joshua Levi, deputy editor of the Australian Jewish News. Josh, do we have any update about the de-application of the Russian community, the development application for Bondi with Rabbi Ullman?
No, I think for the near future there'll be no major update. Basically, they will submit a new development application to council. It will go through the proper processes, as it always does. That means that it'll be put out to the community for comments. I'm sure there'll be a lot of comments, as there was last time, and then the council staff will assess it. We expect that it will go through that process as normal, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
I wanted to ask you about another development application. We haven't discussed it. I was away when it was in the news, talking about the Nefesh Synagogue with Rabbi Moss. I thought that's a very exciting application.
Yeah, it's something that was quite ironic that while everyone was having go Waverley Council unfairly, we would suggest, for not allowing a shul, they'd actually just approved another one. So clearly security isn't the greatest issue. Nefesh is going to build a synagogue. They say a center to replace the Otakoa. So Center. They've received $1 million of funding from Aaron Kleinlehrer, and it's quite exciting. It's really good for the community, it's really good for Nefesh, and it's really good for people in Bondi.
If you know Nefesh Synagogue, it's very close to Bondi Beach. So would they want to make it into a hub for the Jewish community in the area? This is very exciting.
I think that's the dream. I don't actually know what they'll build in the end. It's also next door to BJE, where they obviously have lessons for those people that want to learn Hebrew or don't attend Jewish day schools. So I think it really could be a nice communal area.
We are talking to Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. Joshua, when I looked at the Australian Jewish News this week, I found many interesting articles. But one article that really caught my eye was trying to solve the Aguna crisis. Do we have Aguna crisis in Australia?
Look, it's an interesting question. People would say yes. I think it's certainly a concern for people in the community.
Please explain to our listeners if they're not sure what is Aguna means. Maybe you can clarify it first.
So for those who don't understand, Aguna is effectively when a woman and a man marry each other, secular wedding, but a Jewish wedding. When they get divorced, secular divorce, they also require a Jewish divorce.
A get.
And one of the problems that people find is often the men will refuse to give that get to the woman. That means the woman can't remarry and can't do certain things, and it creates a problem for her. Around the world, they've been trying to do different things to resolve this issue. There are rare cases when women refuse to give the men the get, but the most common one is men refusing to give women. In fact, I learned recently that in England, the courts get involved and force the men to give the get as part of the divorce. So I'm not really sure what they're going to do in Australia. The courts have been reluctant to get involved recently, despite the fact that I'm sure a lot of rabbis would like them to. But Rabbi Daniel Rabin from the Rabbinic Council of Victoria has written this week about he floated some thoughts regarding the social problem and how to resolve it.
That's very interesting, because I know that in Australia, if they get the civil divorce, they can get married again, but not under Jewish law.
Right, that's correct. You can definitely get married again under the civil law and under Australian law, but to get married halachically by Orthodox rabbis, it would be extremely difficult if you didn't have a get.
Exactly right. We are talking to Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. Joshua, anything new in sports?
Yes, for those rugby followers out there, David Horwitz, who played for the New South Wales Waratahs last year, has revealed he is moving to the Melbourne Rebels. He will be playing the Super Rugby competition next year from Melbourne. I know there's a lot of Australian Jews that follow rugby, especially the expat South Africans. And it's quite exciting to have a young Jewish player at the top level of Australian rugby. He's now played 27 matches for the Waratahs in his two seasons, and he's excited to get down to Melbourne.
So congratulations to David Horwitz. It's quite amazing to find a rugby player by the name of David Horwitz, I must say.
Exactly.
Joshua Levi, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much and have a great week.